You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Got a trending report for you right now. Off the air, Jeremy has been regaling me with stories about Elvis Presley's death.
I am fascinated by this.
Which was, what, 45 years ago?
I believe so, 45, yeah. And I was telling Dom, I was like, holy cow, Elvis was only 43 years old when he died. And
so he's been gone longer than he was even alive.
Correct, yeah. And I didn't realize he was so young. He's essentially my age. And he just looked, you know, a lot older, you know, in those later years.
A lot of mileage, you know, as Indiana Jones said, it ain't the years, baby, it's the mileage.
And I'm reading about this cocktail of drugs that he had been prescribed. 7 months before his death, he had taken 9,000 pills, had various injections, high cholesterol diet, and they're essentially going into detail about how he did die, and they think it was because of really, really bad constipation. And trying so hard to go to the bathroom that it shuts down your heart and you have a stroke because you're pushing so hard. And how they found him and everything. It's a crazy story. I might post it.
Jeremy was
it's sad.
Grisly and gross details.
About
so, thank you for that.
His poopy. Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah.
On the other end of the spectrum, we celebrate a birthday today. Madonna turns 64.
Oh.
Now, there's been some sort of question about
64.
Her actual birth date year. Like, some people say that she fudged on her birthday, like how old she is. But
I can see her doing that.
We think she's 64. I can't help it. I'm a mega fan of her her work.
Yeah.
And so after the trending report, I'm going to dig up and play a Madonna song.
Madonna.
I think she's super cool.
Yeah, do it.
No sports to talk about at all. No Broncos game, Rockies game, Nuggets, Avalanche, Mammoth, Rapids, none of that.
Nothing.
Yesterday was a day off.
Well, it's going to be a hard day for our sports guys next door, I guess.
Yeah, what are they going to talk about?
Just going to sit there looking at each other.
News came out that the Peloton company is going to be doing a third round of layoffs, closing down retail showrooms, and on top of that, they're going to raise prices on all their workout equipment next year. Apparently, Jeremy, this whole pandemic craze of exercising has died down.
Seriously?
It's really rebounded back the other way. They're talking about how eBay is absolutely jam-packed with, quote, barely used, end quote, Peloton equipment.
The mighty have fallen. I remember when we were in the middle of COVID and we were talking about how big Peloton was. It was like they had record sales. And now...
Yeah, we might have to do a segment on this at some point.
Sell your Peloton at 7.
How many clothes are hanging on your Peloton right now?
It's probably
now?
A good time to get any gym equipment, honestly, for, you know, not just the Pelotons, but I'm sure next door is littered with that stuff.
You talked me into that one, and it rarely gets used.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We use it every day.
I go outside instead, so.
Yeah.
There's an interesting kind of story. They interviewed some burglars on how to protect your home from burglars, which makes sense.
Yeah.
And then when I first glanced at the story, I was like, well, this is all kind of no-brainer stuff. You know, uses an alarm system. You know, get a guard dog. Well, one of them I thought was kind of interesting. It says, keep your valuable stuff out of your bedroom. Because we all tend to think, you know, that's where jewelry is kept. This is, and they say that burglars are usually in and out of a house in less than 10 minutes. And so what they do is they make a beeline for the master bedroom because they know that's where people keep their valuable stuff.
Yeah.
So if you're smart, you will take all your jewelry and keep that jewelry and other valuable goods in another room somewhere.
That is smart. In one of those
fake
books, you know, that you put on the shelf.
The fake. I actually had one of those. Somebody gave me one as a gift one time. But what I didn't like about it, for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, it's a big hardback book. When you open it up, all the pages inside have been hollowed out, and you can put something valuable in there, close it, and you put it on a bookshelf. The problem is they need to have it so that it could be in a variety of genres. Because from the, you know, when you have it on the bookshelf, on the spine, it looks like a book. It's got a title and everything like that. But the one they gave me is like some schmoozy romance type of book.
Oh, they're like...
And I'm like, you look at my bookshelf.
Like, no, not this one.
There's nothing like that on there.
That's where the gold is. I like the ones, have you seen their fake air vents? Like, you know, for your heat and air, AC. It's a fake air vent that you put in your wall and it folds down. And you put all your stuff in it and it folds back up. Those are neat.
That's a great idea.
That's a great one, right? Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
get that one instead.
Where's all your stuff in your house?
Oh, I got it buried out in the back, and then we've got that safe room downstairs.
Is it under the shed?
Oh, it's under the shed, yeah. Secret tunnel to get to it.
My favorite story of the day is a story about how Prince Harry's underwear is on the auction block.
I completely forgot about this story. He had a rager in Vegas.
He did, and it was all over the news, and of course it did not make the royal family very happy, but
no.
There's apparently a former stripper who partied with Harry during that bender in Vegas about 10 years ago, and the underwear are now going up on the auction block. You talk about needing a certificate of authenticity. How do we know these are Prince
Harry's?
Well,
there's a skid mark in there with some DNA, I think.
Anyway, they're thinking.
Everyone just went,
You know this, the high bid right now is $250,000. Some guy has bid $250,000 for Harry's underpants, says he wants to build a shrine to the underwear.
What?
At a strip club he owns in San Diego.
Okay,
now,
all right.
They do say some of the proceeds will go to a charitable foundation that was set up by Harry and his wife, Meghan Markle, and they're figuring that Meghan is not very excited about this auction.
Probably not.
Auction.
She'd like
She's
that
not
night
amused.
To disappear.
Oh, my God. It's funny. All right, what else is trending?
Well, I guess the big trending local story for me and a lot of parents this morning, Jefferson County Public Schools is back today. That's right. We are celebrating this morning because the kiddos are going back. I posted a little picture this morning. It's a little sign that I know that school's back in session because the snack basket is full on our countertop this morning. Nick Knack went to the store and loaded up on snacks. And you think I'm OCD? Dom,
yeah.
You should check out the picture of the snack basket and how nicely organized it is. She gets into it, man. So anyway, shout out to all the kiddos going to school today. Snoop Dogg is trending this morning. D-O-double-G has a new breakfast cereal coming out. And no, there's no pot weed in it. It does kind of have a silly name, though. It's called Snoop Loops with a Z. Snoop Loops. They're gluten-free, and they have marshmallows in them, of course.
Oh.
Yay. He's got a food line, I guess. I didn't know this, but some of the proceeds are going to go to charities like Door of Hope, which benefits the homeless. So that's pretty cool, but come on. Snoop Dogg is expanding his empire yet again into the breakfast market. I know. He really is. Big news for 7-Eleven fans. The Bring Your Own Cup Day is returning next week. For the first time since that whole COVID thing hit, it's Saturday, August 27th, and you can show up with almost any container, they say, and fill it up with a Slurpee for $1.99. They say, you know, in the past, people have brought in like baby pools and fish tanks and really big things, you know. They say you shouldn't do that. A lot of times the people working at the 7-Elevens kind of let them pass. But they say your container can't be more than 10 inches tall or wide. So, I mean, I'm doing the, you know, the hand thing here about 10 inches. That's about right. That's a lot of Slurpee.
This is about 10 inches, right?
No.
But don't you have to be like a member of their club
or
something?
Oh, is that, it doesn't say that in this story. Probably. There's probably an app thing you've got to sign up
now. I think you've
got
to be one of their like club members.
Oh, yep. Here it is. There you go. Here's the rules. Your cup has to be clean. Oh, thank you. Thanks for that. Leak proof. And you have to be a 7-Eleven rewards member to do that. So I'm sure that's sign up on an app or something. Whatever.
If it's important to you to get a cheap Slurpee, then
you'll be a rewards member. Here's your fat and drunk America. Miller High Life is selling alcoholic ice cream bars that are supposed to taste like an actual bar. They're calling it dive bars. The ice cream sandwiches are 5% alcohol. Each bar has beer-flavored ice cream, a hint of tobacco smoke flavoring, a peanut swirl, because, you know, dive bars have peanuts. Hmm. And then a gooey caramel swirl to represent the sticky floors that you'd find at a dive bar.
That's funny.
It is really funny.
You know, along those lines, have I told you what my wife is kind of hooked on right now? They're like those, like Otter Pop, you know, the frozen juice thing.
Oh, yeah. Are they margarita ones?
No, they're wine. So it's wine. It's like frozen wine.
Okay. I can't laugh because we have the margarita ones in our freezer.
Yeah,
so
on a hot evening, she will grab some of those wine.
A frozen Merlot.
It's whatever, yeah.
Huh. I haven't seen the wine ones. Isn't that great?
What a
country. Isn't that great? We were turned on to the margarita ones during COVID when we were having a lot of, you know, driveway drinks with the neighbors, and some neighbor wandered over with a little cooler full of the frozen tubed margaritas, and we're like, whoa, we live in an amazing time right now. I don't want to tell you anything else. Now, let's go ahead and just jump to clickbait.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Kind of a science-y story this morning, I guess. This YouTuber named Alan Pan has gone viral because he gave a snake a set of robotic legs. It's like a plastic tube with robotic legs, and the snake goes inside it, and it walks around like a lizard. It's kind of cool. If you have kids, they probably want to check it out. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
Slim pickings today, guys. Slim pickings.
But it's an interesting visual.
It's neat. I mean, he's just a lizard then at that point. Like a gecko or something.